Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me today. I'm going to talk today about the middle of the 18th verse of Luke 4. We're in the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me passages. We're certainly not going to spend the rest of December on this. We're almost done. We'll do this today. Tomorrow I'm going to do some announcements, and then we'll jump back in on the 17th and finish this little passage up. But the recovery of sight to the blind. The interesting thing about recovery of sight to the blind is that when you read this text from Isaiah 61, this is the one that Jesus throws in that is not in the original. It is not in Isaiah 61:1. And yet Jesus puts in recovery of sight to the blind. Why I find this interesting is there's several reasons. Number one, I believe that the Holy Spirit inspired the prophets. According to the New Testament, he inspired the prophets what to write down. That does not take away the individuality of the writers and their personal style, but the Holy Spirit inspired them to say the words that they said. And the Holy Spirit is God, and God is the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus. And so whenever Jesus was on the earth, he has to, in his natural man, learn the scriptures, I believe, but he had an understanding of them that was inspired of the anointing that he had of the Holy Spirit. In other words, he wrote the first draft of the Old Testament in the realm of the Spirit, and now uses that same author's privilege to change or add to the text, almost like he's redistributing Isaiah 61 with a new chapter, and it is recovery of sight to the blind. I find that pretty cool. He does that again when he's quoting Deuteronomy to Satan in the wilderness. When Satan says, bow down and worship me, I'll give you everything. And Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And the Old Testament doesn't say that. The Old Testament says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But Jesus changes it to worship. And there's a little thing there where you think that what Jesus is doing is saying there's a new sheriff in town. Now, it's not about you learning to fear me based upon the law, but learning to worship the Father based upon love. And so there's two totally different concepts. The other thing that I find interesting about recovering of sight to the blind is that this was a new miracle. There had never been a recorded incident in the Old Testament of somebody blind receiving their sight. So perhaps this is believed to be the ultimate transgression, that if you have blindness, something severe has happened in the spirit realm. There's a hint of this in John 5, or John 9, I think it is, when Jesus heals the man born blind. And his disciples say to him, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, well, neither one of them sinned. Yeah, that was John 9. But that the God may be glorified. So why would they ask that question? Aside from the silliness of, did he sin and that's what made him be born blind? How could you sin and then be born? The idea that blindness was so severe that it had to be a result of some sort of sin. And maybe they thought it was so severe because they'd never known anyone be healed of it. Jesus comes along with a master's degree in healing people of blindness. I mean, he is healing blind people right and left and does it in so many spectacular and different ways, as if the Holy Spirit is showing him new and exciting ways. Spit on the ground, touch their eyes twice, say the word, whatever it takes, but the blind are going to be healed. And there's also a deeper reference here, I believe, to the recovering of spiritual sight. And we'll deal with some of that spiritual sight here in a couple of days. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.